This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasega. You're tuned into another interview by Nation Talk, and today we have the pleasure of being joined with Karen McCarthy, the CEO of the McCarthy Group of Companies. Today, Karen joins us to speak about the first annual National Spirit of Our Sisters Gathering, taking place September 28th through 30th, 2015, of course, at the Edmonton Marriott at the River Cree Resort in Enoch, Alberta. Thank you for joining us today, Karen.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. So to start, actually, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about yourself, and then we can get more into the first annual Spirit of Our Sisters Gathering as well.
Sure. Thanks, Nick. So just about me, I'm from Edmonton, Alberta, and I've lived here since 1991. I've worked for various Indigenous organizations and First Nation communities, and I ventured out onto my own to become an entrepreneur. I started my own company 2 years ago and kind of branched out to do different types of consulting for First Nations and Aboriginal organizations, as well as doing event management. So part of my work, working with so many different groups and different people, I started to get a lot of information emailed to me and get involved in lots of different things locally here in Edmonton. And one of the things that really popped out in my work was all the media attention and all the awareness that was being raised on the murdered and missing women. And I started to try to understand why it was happening and where everything was going, what direction it was going in. And I found that through my research and really being aware of what the media was showcasing, was there's a lot of negative perception, and the news media was not reporting things accurately a lot of the times, or just being really biased. And personally, I don't agree with that. And as I was going along with some other events I was planning, I was looking at all the different regional, local events that were happening across Canada, and I was thinking it would be a really good idea to have a national gathering to bring different stakeholders together, as well as the families, because there's a lot of things going on across Canada, locally and regionally, but I noticed there wasn't an event that brought all the different people or a forum to bring people together. So that's how the Spirit of Our Sisters Gathering came to be, because I have a desire to bring people together as well as to find real grassroots solutions. And I really don't believe that the government is the only stakeholder that should or can do anything about this type of important issue. I feel that we as people need to step forward and take action and really push to take care of our own community members. We're all, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother myself, and I really feel for the people that have lost their loved ones who have gone missing. And I think that if we don't do something to help solve the issue or to work towards diminishing the issue, then I don't feel right about that. So that's part of how the Spirit of Our Sisters Gathering came to be.
Well, it's very powerful stuff, and not an easy topic, of course. And as you just touched upon, the gathering honors the missing and murdered Indigenous women of Canada. And this has been a hot topic in the news lately. You touched upon it a little bit, but maybe you can reiterate for those audience members now who their ears are perked. Why do you feel this is such an important issue to highlight?
Well, I think that part of the reason why that this is happening, this is my opinion, is that there has been so many systemic and intergenerational traumas that have occurred with Indigenous people, and this is just one result of that. And I think that the other issues that are really high attention as well, like children in care and the residential school effects, all these types of things are part of the greater problem or issue. And if we can just start in one area together, and not that I shouldn't say start, because there's been lots of great work done in the past, but I think we should continue to work together to really address the issue and come up with some viable solutions, because I don't feel like this issue is going to just go away. Like every week you hear something in the news, or people are starting to share that information in the Indigenous communities across Canada through social media, and the media is picking this up because it's such a high controversial area, I guess, in some aspects, especially in the political forums. But I think as grassroots people, we need to continue to push and help ourselves, help our people, help our family members, and just our communities in general, because it's just the way that people are, especially Indigenous people. We have a history of helping each other and working together in times of need, and this is a huge time of need that we need to focus on, and we need to really come up with some solutions so that we have less and less women murdered and missing.
Definitely. There's a lot of people who will have some good experiences firsthand with this, and you know, I've seen it a little bit myself. There can be some political infighting, specifically with Aboriginal groups around certain issues, but I think this is one issue we can all agree with. This is wrong. Missing and murdered Indigenous women is something that needs to be taken care of. And I'm just very excited on a personal level to see an event of this scale that is really trying to make it the focus. As you mentioned, there's a lot of other great efforts going on currently as well. Of course, some great people on the ground doing some great work. But on a national scale, this is very exciting, Karen. And back now to the actual event itself. Who are some of the top speakers? You know, people should really make sure to get out and register for and see.
Well, we're really excited to welcome Pam Palmiter as one of our keynote speakers. She'll be coming to the luncheon keynote address on Wednesday, September 30th. And Dr. Gabor Maté out of Vancouver, who's our keynote for Tuesday. We also have various dinner speakers, lunch speakers, one of them being Beverly Jacobs, who is a past president of the Native Women's Association of Canada. She's very supportive and excited to participate as well. And we're still opening the doors up for people to participate as luncheon speakers, and we have several invitations out, and we're still a few months away, so we're still working on our guest speakers list to accommodate our agenda.
Well, there you have it, potential organizations and listeners and speakers out there. There is still time to get in as well. And that actually ties me into one point I'd like to touch upon now. Working listeners actually go to register for the first annual Spirit of Our Sisters gathering and stay in touch with the events.
Actually, we have a few different ways people can register for the gathering. We have a website, and they can go directly on there and register online. But we also understand that people, you know, from different remote communities, or they don't have access to registering online. So we have an email address. You can contact us, and we can either fax or mail or email you the registration form. And we have the different options for people to submit their registration form, so they can do that as well at registration@sosgathering.ca. And we also can help people over the phone if they would like to register over the phone, if they have limited capacities in the other areas as well. So we really try to cover all the bases for people who can or can't register them in the newest technology ways. But we understand that because it's a national conference and some communities are more remote than others, that we try to figure out the best way to get people to register.
Well, there you go, listeners. For those who are catching us on the radio, again, the website for more information and to register is www.sosgathering.ca. And you can actually stay in touch with them on Twitter as well, @SOSGathering, and on their Facebook as well. I believe it is facebook.com/Spirit of Our Sisters. And for those who have the pleasure of catching this online, as always, you'll find links below as well, too. Make sure, again, to put this date in the calendar and register for the event. And very exciting, as I touched upon earlier, to see something like this on a national scale. And as mentioned, listeners, honestly, most of you out there can get involved, and this applies to you, especially when it has to do with something so close to home, like the missing and murdered Indigenous women in Canada. So please stay in touch, get more information. And before we let you go today, Karen, I just want to say a big thank you. And any closing thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I just like to take this opportunity to thank all the people who have already been participating through their time on the steering committee, the working committee. We have an elders council and advisory council. There's a huge group of people that are working towards seeing this a successful event, and who really believe in it. And we've got already tons of volunteers signed up to help out. And every day we get inquiries, and I just like to say thank you to all the people who believe in this, who share the same vision as we do on the committees. And we just look forward to seeing all the people and the families and our speakers and our guests that are coming to the event. So I'd like to, and I also like to thank Nation Talk for all your hard work and helping us promote the event and going over and above to support the spirit of our sisters gathering.
Well, thank you very much, Karen. We appreciate that. And there you have it, listeners. Please don't miss the first annual National Spirit of Our Sisters Gathering taking place September 28th through 30th at the Edmonton Marriott in the River Cree Resort, of course, Enoch, Alberta. And again, to register and learn more, you can visit www.sosgathering.ca. Also, follow them on Twitter, @SOSGathering. And just thank you very much for taking the time to listen in. And keep in touch with Nation Talk as well, as always, on our Twitter, @NationTalk. You can check out our Facebook, facebook.com/NationTalk. Thank you so much again, listeners, and Chimi Gwech.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.